This is Ozarks at Large. This November, Arkansas will become the first southern state to vote on the possible legalization of marijuana for medicinal use. If Arkansas voters approve the measure, doctors will identify a person as ill. Then, if that person qualifies, he or she would receive an identification card. However, possession of the drug would still be illegal, a federal crime. Earlier this month, Ozarks at Large's John Schlois talked about marijuana with Tommy Flowers. He's the resident agent in charge at the Drug Enforcement Administration's office in Fayetteville.
Unfortunately, now is the growing time for marijuana, the outdoor growing. And every year, we partner with the Arkansas National Guard to go out, fly, and try to identify people growing illegal marijuana.
The DEA is currently searching for marijuana grow operations in northwest Arkansas. Flowers says that most of the time, the office will simply eradicate it. And sometimes they'll make an arrest. Sometimes it's actually hard to find a suspect because the property owners aren't the ones growing the marijuana.
Like last year, we seized about 50,000 marijuana plants. And the vast majority of those were on private land. Now, the year before that, we had a huge grow that was, it was probably about 20,000 plants on one grow also. That was on private land. But you do see a lot of marijuana in the national forest. Maybe not so much here, but in states like Colorado, California, you'll see huge marijuana grows on national forest. And the reason people do that is, first of all, they try to conceal their identity. If they're growing on someone else's property, especially a public property, then there's no way to go in and say, well, John Doe is the owner of that property, and let's start looking at him. So that's one reason they will do it. And the remoteness of it is another reason.
Flowers says that property owners may not realize that a camp has been set up on their property and a growing operation is underway.
You know, Arkansas, you got a lot of rural area. And, of course, your landowners aren't going to be out there every day surveying every inch of that property. And people do take advantage of that, and they'll go in and plant marijuana on someone else's property.
Flowers said his office covers about 10 counties in northwest Arkansas, spanning from the Bobby Hopper Tunnel just north of Crawford County and east all the way to Mountain Home in Baxter County. I asked Flowers how the DEA finds these marijuana growing operations.
Some of it is based on intelligence. We may get tips, you know, from concerned citizens or people that, you know, we see people go on our land, they have no business there. So we'll fly that. And actually we fly, like I said before, we partner with the Arkansas National Guard. They provide us with the air assets. DEA pays for it, reimburses them. And we also partner with the other state and local and county agencies to provide manpower. And we have spotters that have been to specialized schools that know how to look at the terrain and identify up to one marijuana plant. I mean, spotters are very good. They can pick out one, two marijuana plants from a group in the forest or, you know, a section in the forest.
Flowers wouldn't elaborate on how these spotters identify the plants, but said that pilots will fly low enough for the spotters to pick out the plants from the air. Flowers said that the drought this summer will help spotters pick out smaller growing patches because the smaller patches might be better irrigated than a larger crop, say like 50,000 plants. Those smaller patches might be greener than the surrounding dried up terrain. Flowers said last week, though, that overall the drought has slowed down the operation this year. Flowers said Friday that his office hasn't had any big busts, such as the tens of thousands of plants eradicated last year and the year before. I asked Flowers what these growers look like. He said they look like me, or him. They're mostly Arkansans growing and selling marijuana. Some of them will have degrees in horticulture and know how to professionally raise a crop. I then asked Flowers what kind of penalties go along with getting busted for growing tens of thousands of plants.
They're looking at 10 years mandatory in the federal system for that amount. They will have fines. Most of the time your fines imposed are relatively small compared to the sentence. And a lot of these people don't have the resources to pay fines, so most of the time it will be prison time. And any money that's profited from selling, transporting illegal narcotics can be seized by the government. So if they have assets, most of the time we will seize those assets, and they may not be able to pay a fine.
I wondered what the eradication of a grow operation looked like.
Depends on the size of the grow. Basically, we'll go in, we'll either pull the plants or cut them. depends on how big they are and how they're going to be prosecuted. But we will, you know, collect all the plants, and they'll be counted. A lot of times we'll video count them, take a representative sample that's sent to our laboratory, tested, or either the Arkansas State Police Laboratory. And then they're held as evidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a certain amount will be destroyed, a certain amount will be kept for court purposes. Mm-hmm. So just based on the sheer volume of the plants, most of the time they are, we get an order to destroy them prior to court. And then you'll have the video count of them, as well as the lab analysis that can be used for court purposes.
I was curious how the DEA destroys the drugs after receiving a court order. I imagine 20,000 green plants stacked high and set on fire.
It's not burning on the spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, but yes, most of our drugs will be burnt in a controlled manner, mm-hmm. in an incinerator or something like that. And it's not a, you know, we don't go to just any incinerator. We go to one that's used for drug destruction. And
so what about the issue posed to voters this November? What will happen if medical marijuana is legalized in Arkansas?
According to the federal government, marijuana is still an illegal substance, and we will prosecute accordingly. Even if you have the state that says, hey, we're going to say that marijuana is legal, that does not keep you safe from being prosecuted by federal government.
The higher quality marijuana grown in California and Oregon can go for as much as $4,000 to $5,000 a pound in Arkansas. Flowers said that having a medical marijuana card does not offer protection from the federal government because possession of marijuana is a federal crime.
You know, we're not after the cancer patient that uses it, or someone has glaucoma. You know, we're not after someone like that. The sheer amount of people that are breaking the law, of course, we have to limit. We only have so many resources. So we can't go after everybody. So we're going to go after the bigger people, the ones that are the growing 60 plant or 10 plants and selling that extra 48 pounds, mm-hmm. or whatnot. Those are the people we're going to look at, and we're going to try to prosecute.
Flowers said last week that their search for marijuana will continue for about 3 more weeks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.